Blog Talk Radio.
To Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in to Talk to Me World. It has been a little over a month since we've had a show. We are at 8,954 listeners. We've had our anniversary in April, and I wanted to come on in April, but I was sick the first week. The second week, I was on the People of Excellence show advertising for Promises 6. Fundraiser and awards that we were giving in April. And then my computer went out on next Monday. And then after that, I was sick again. So I just want to apologize for not coming on in April. That was our anniversary month, celebrating 5 years of doing Talk to Me Radio. And we also have 6,300 in profile views. That's what's in my system. So I just thank God for opening doors, for being able to reach out to you, being able to touch you, encourage you, inspire you, bless you in any type of way, and just have some straight up fun on this show. We have a wonderful guest coming back, and actually this person was the number one interviewee that we had last year. He topped everybody in the amount of people who listened to his segment and his broadcast. So I'm not going to tell you who he is right now. I'll wait until he calls in a few minutes. You know I like to start the show off always with scripture. So I'm going to give some scripture that pertains to music and just share a little bit of that. Psalms 95:1 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." Hebrews 2:12 says, "He says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises." Psalm 71:23, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I, whom you have redeemed." And then it says in Psalms 105, "Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts." And so there's so many scriptures on music and just making a joyful noise unto the Lord in praise and worship with song and with instrument, with your voice. and any form of artistic expression that you may use to do that. And that's what it's all about, you know, showing love and showing honor unto God. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, I just want to reiterate some of the things that took place at the McDonald's Gospel Fest for 2015. It was the choir meets the quartet produced by A. Curtis Farrow. And I am in the McDonald's choir. I've been in their choir for 8 years now. I didn't sing this year because the rehearsal date was changed to a different day. And I cannot miss doing my show. This is me and who I am. So hopefully I'll be able to get back into some choir rehearsal. But I was so proud of my choir because they tore it up. They sang in back of Faith Evans, who was there this year, and Vicky Winans. And me and Savanda, my volunteer, my girlfriend, had a wonderful time at the McDonald's Gospel Fest. She got to see her godfather, which was Doc Williams, I believe. I'm not really into the old school quartets. I kind of like that new age gospel, neo sound, jazzy feel. But she was excited seeing him, and she had her books there that she was selling. She's been on our show before. And it was just a wonderful time. She got to see them, the Blind Boys of Alabama, Mighty Clouds of Joy we saw. I do know the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And Blind Boys of Alabama I saw at the Palace Theater some years back, so I did remember that name. But the one that I wanted to see was my girl Vicky Winans and also Faith Evans. I had to see. And it was just a blessing. And, you know, I just commend Vicky Winans. She said she turned 62 years old this year. She made the beautiful jewelry that she had on that day. She wasn't feeling her best 100%, but you would have never known that. The only way I knew it is because I was squeezing her hand so hard that she told me, "You're squeezing my hand too hard. Hold up. I'm hurting." And I was like, "Oh, my God." I didn't even realize my own strip. And then next thing you know, she put me in a headlock. But it was just so much fun and enjoyable. And she was just playing around with me. And it was just fun. Savanda asked her about her favorite scripture and some questions. And so we had a good time. You know, doing that interview was the most memorable, besides the one with Faith Evans. And just seeing Faith, she looks gorgeous. She lost so much weight. I didn't even know she was that tall. But Faith Evans is tall. Well, I'm short, you know, so I'm like 5'2". So she was tall compared to me. And it was just a blessing seeing her because I had dreamed of seeing Faith Evans for over 10 years. I sang her song the first time I had the opportunity to sing on the Apollo, which was the first time I did the Apollo was 2000. And, you know, I was still in the world doing real crazy stuff, you know, still doing a lot of things that wasn't good. You know, I even got upset at Ray Chu and the crew and yelled at him and slammed the mic on the ground. And Ray Chu was like, "Who is that girl?" And I was like, "Oh, boy," I was too high to even remember what I said, but at that time, and, you know, but God still knew what he was getting ready to do in my life, and I was on that show, and it was a blessing. I said to Faith, "You don't remember me? You don't remember me? I'm the one who sang your song at the Apollo." She said, oh my God. She said, "That was you." She said, "I don't ever see you in a long time." And she just gave me a hug, and that just made me feel so good, you know, because my body was hurting, so I felt where Vicky was coming from. And I was in a lot of pain because I had been getting sick back-to-back in April, and it was just a joy to be able to do that. We went strictly on faith. Me and Savanda had $2 each in our pocket by the time we got there, but we worked it out. We sold some DVDs. We sold some books. We made it work. We made it happen, and we got that crazy type of faith. So I knew I had the right girl with me going up there and making that happen and making it possible. So, you know, I just want to let you know, encourage you to step out on faith, do what you got to do, and just be positive and just continue on in what your gifting is and what your calling is, you know, and what you're passionate about. And, you know, eventually God will open up the door. He said his gifts, He will make room for. So he will make room for you, you know, and bring you among people that maybe you never thought you would ever meet. And, you know, be around people who are positive and you can learn and grow from and get to that next level in whatever that you're trying to do. So I'm going to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to give some announcements, and then we're going to talk to our guests.
And if I'm wrong, then tell me that it wasn't with me. Though it's been a good while, girl, you know I'm still qualified to lay hands on your body like it used to be. And no, stop playing.
What's my name?
I need to hear it.
What's my name?
Can you feel it?
What's my name?
I'm so excited.
What's my name?
That you like it.
What's my name?
What's my name? My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am on the line playing a little bit of R&B for your ears. That was What's My Name? Oh, my God, I just love that song. Lord have mercy. In any case, I want to just give you a few announcements. The Promises 6 luncheon and awards ceremony that we did for the fundraiser was fantabulous. I was just blessed in so many ways. I can't even believe the strength God gave me because I had no help putting so much stuff in my car. It was ridiculous. No help whatsoever. And I didn't think I could do it. All I did was say a prayer before I walked out the house because I said, Lord, I can't do this by myself. He gave me the strength. We got down there. It started a few minutes late, not too late. We had chicken. We had baked chicken. We had greens. We had rice, pilaf. We had some finger foods, you name it, it was there. We were honoring some people. I started off with a lot of people that I wanted to honor, but everybody was not able to participate in this one. So you're going to have to wait for December to come around. But I honored my apostle, Dr. Streeter, of Jesus is Lord Ministry and out of Stamford, Connecticut, and Covenant of Peace Fellowship of Churches, which I'm under. And also I honored Marvita Tyson of Tyson Tours Entertainment. You've probably been on a few of her trips and events. I also honored Maris Goldstone, Feliciano Perez. I honored Ayana Nadira of Drew. Feliciano is a street safe here in Bridgeport. I honored, I can't even think of the rest of the people that I honored. Kent Barrett, director of WNHU. And also honored my new godmother who bought me my first preacher's robe. It's so beautiful. I put it on there for the very first time. And, you know, she made me feel so special. And I wore it for the remaining time of the event. And it was just a wonderful time. Evangelist Arlene Henry from my old church, Union Temple, up in New Haven. And so I don't want to take up too much more time, but I do want you to know to go to Amazon.com to get my ebooks. The information and link is up there. Get your tickets for A Star Is Born 7, Taste of Heaven. The date is not August 1st. It has been changed because they're knocking down the hotel. This is what I was told by the people who booked. So they're not going to allow us to be there, obviously, if they're knocking the hotel down. So the date has been changed to July 25th. Go to the website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org, and stay posted. Keep going there in case this changes. Listen to the show. Go to my column. Call me up. Email me if you're interested. We have 3 more audition dates coming up. And those, we just went to New Haven. We just went to Norwalk. We was in Bridgeport 3 times. Now we're coming back to Bridgeport for 3 more times. June 13th, June 20th, July 11th is the last date. And so I would encourage people to be at the next one and not wait for that one on July 11th. But come to the first one from 10 to 12:30 a.m. downstairs, first floor. Have your registration fee, your parent, your CD. Be ready to do what you do, ages 8 to 21, all areas of performing arts. And that is it for the announcements. If you want to volunteer, give me a call, 203-952-9807. I'm going to plug my guest in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Nod?
Hey, Sheree, how are you? I'm okay. I'm feeling a little sick, but I'm good, you know.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, we're not going to keep you too long. I'm just appreciate you calling back in, Nod, because on last year, 2014, out of everybody I interviewed, your show got the most ratings.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Hope we can hit a mark.
Yep.
Hope we can hit another mark today. So.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And Don Nod Nottingham is with the group now, Blue Magic. I met him some years ago at a picnic for jazz artists to showcase their talent and stuff and socialize. I was with my girl Coco Melvin, rest in peace,
yes,
who I met you through. Yes. Yeah. And how you been since we last talked?
I've been pretty good. I've been working a lot. I've been on the East Coast, you know, working a lot, and finally got my way back to Arizona. Came back to Arizona for about a month, then I had to go back to the East Coast. And I just got back a few days ago from East Coast.
Wow.
And I'm just trying to rest a little bit, you know, changing in the climates and the weather has kind of got me down, but I got to keep it moving, you know.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Take care of yourself because I've been getting too sick so much myself. And, I mean, it's just been, like, ongoing. But God is good. We're going to pray your strength in the Lord, you know. But, you know, I was curious about something that I never knew. I didn't ask you the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the name Blue Magic come from?
Okay, now you're taking me way, way back to something I have to think about for a second. I know
okay.
that, but I have to. You got to give me a minute. That was part of
okay.
my class and joining the group.
Okay.
But anyway, it ended up being Blue Magic. It could have been, I don't know. It could have been the Wave Pimps or something. I don't know what it was, but
okay.
That's a good question. I'm gonna have to come back and
right.
do that answer one of these days.
Yep. Yeah, because, you know, I said, well, what, you know, maybe it was something during that time period when they first developed the group, you know,
right.
because I know how it is sometimes when you're picking out a group name, you pick out something you like or something that struck you, you know, or that the group resembles or something.
Yeah.
And I saw the movie with Denzel in it, and it had, you know, the stuff that people were using on the streets, and it was called Blue Magic. So I'm saying,
oh,
did the group
No, it wasn't.
Did it come
that.
After
I
that?
I can
okay.
guarantee you.
Okay, all right.
That. No, I know exactly what you're saying. No, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
That's just
okay.
like, you know, my name, okay. that's just like my nickname being Nod. You know, it don't come from that
right.
either. So, yeah.
Okay,
was, you know,
okay.
Let's
good.
Make that for
maybe,
the record.
I said, maybe, you know, the singing got people so aroused and so high-spirited. Maybe that's
yeah.
why they named it. I don't know, but I just wanted to ask you.
Trust me, the other Blue Magic wasn't high-spirited. It was, you know, it was a down feeling. So, no, that was
right,
me. But
right.
anyway, no.
Okay.
Not really. But before we go any further, Well, you know,
yeah.
I'll be back. I'll be traveling back that way in a few weeks and getting ready for a mega show at the new Resorts Casino in Jamaica, Queens. That'll be on June 27th with a great lineup that we're involved with. We have the Manhattans, the original Manhattans.
Ooh.
With Gerald Austin. We have the original Dramatics with L.J. Reynolds.
Okay.
We have Black Ivory. We have Touch of Class. We have Tony Showtime Riley, one of the singers from the Persuaders back in the day. When
right.
Thin line between love and hate. And
okay, okay.
It's going to be a dynamite show, and tickets are going fast. So, you know, and it's in the area. So, we want to get everybody out, fans and friends. Definitely want to be represented.
Yeah, and that sounds so good. Man. And I wasn't even born during that time, but I know all that music because I was a strange teenager that listened to a lot of old stuff.
right.
But for some of the new heads that, you know, are listening to this segment or will listen to this segment, tell mm-hmm. them a couple of the classics that Blue Magic has done. So, you know, they'll know.
Well, our songs, basically, we're known for, definitely our mega hit Sideshow. What's Come Over Me, Spell. Welcome to the Club, Chasing Rainbows, Life of the Three Ring Circus, Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. The list goes on and on and on. You know, and now we have a couple of original songs. We have a couple of original songs that are getting ready to come out pretty soon. We're working on some new stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're bringing some new stuff in after all these years. So hopefully it all hit, you know, and everybody look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because y'all look so good and handsome.
Yeah, huh? I also have to give big ups to my partners in crime, Mr. Richard Pratt, original member of Blue Magic, our lead singer, Mr. Ivory Bell, and also our second tenor, Mr. James Lee. So that's the crew.
Okay.
And,
yes.
Like I said, look
yes,
to
and y'all look great.
Yeah.
So, yep. And so tell me, because we have about, 7 minutes left. I want to talk to you. Tell me what, so far since you've been in the group, because, you know, we all got those best moments, you know, when you do a particular venue that stands out for you. And we all got those moments where maybe something, you know, like a blooper happened that was funny to you or, it was a little.
Well, my blooper, it wasn't funny to me because it happened to me. We did a show a few months back, and we come out, you know, we're in the dressing room getting dressed, and my pants fit great. And as soon as I walked out on stage after the first song, they started slipping down for some reason. Tuxedo pants, you have to be careful because they have these clips on them, and they might give out at any time. And we're doing
goodness.
A couple of moves, and my pants happen to come down, and now all of a sudden, the guys have to put me in a huddle so I can pull my pants back up. But one more move, they would have been like down to my ankles.
Yeah, that was a little Richard move right there.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest bloopers so far. And my highest point, my highest point is every night, being with the guys and just giving people what they, look forward to out of us. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, and who do you all do the choreography, or do you have someone doing that for you?
Well, we have Richard Pratt. Being an original member, he's basically the choreographer, and then we have our lead singer. He helps us out with some stuff, but basically it's Richard.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, do you think that that there is still a great amount of ladies that are out there that are just like, in the audience, Teddy Pendergrass style, that are trying to, get at you like it was back in the day? What is the difference between then and now? What's going on?
Because
I know they after y'all.
Songs and depends, okay? Put it in the middle. So, if you get what I'm saying. But we have an older crowd now. But like I said, the fans are very, very perceptive to us still. And we love it. You know, we're here for the fans, and we hope that they enjoy what we do. We bring back the old style and the old school. So, and we're doing what Blue
right.
Magic does, and that's moving groove. So,
yes.
And if you
yes.
haven't seen us, if you haven't seen us, it's your opportunity June 27th, once again, at Resorts Casino in Jamaica, Queens. Great,
okay.
great show. Great lineup and the whole nine.
27, you know. And, you know, that's the type of show I would want to come out with my, you know, significant other, because
mm-hmm.
I know some of those classics, and they're so romantic.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
music is just—it's just not made like that no more. Why do you think? What happened? What do you think the change was? I mean, from that live good music that's so poetic and genuine in storytelling to this foolishness and this ignorance that's going on now.
Well, writers aren't thinking about love anymore. You know, love has been kind of thrown out the door. And you got a couple of them trying to bring it back, but you know it's not enough of them. And actually, you
right.
know, being who we are, we got to get back to our writing and writing what you know brought us to where we at. So you know that's what we're trying.
Okay.
Like I said, we got some
yes,
new stuff
yes.
we're working on, and we're going to bring back to love. So
right,
which is
so there is a yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, back then it was the, you know, you guys were the originators. It was so much, you know, original works and original music and arrangements. And
right.
people have used that and used it over and over. And these young kids really don't know. They think they're listening to something for the very first time. It may be a different artist, you know, it may be sang different or lip sync different,
but
it's still the same music, and it's somebody else's, and they don't know that, you know. There's no appreciation for original music.
Well, instead
you know,
of people,
and,
you know, instead of people being original with their own music, they're sampling a lot of stuff, and you know we've been sampled a lot, just like most of the other groups out there, you know, been sampled. You know, when you want to get something true, you got to go old school. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't nobody that creative
right.
these days.
Absolutely.
So.
No. And we need to get back to that. So, hopefully, there's some artists out there that are listening. I mean, I know I try to listen to a lot of old school still, you know, whether it's gospel or jazz, whether it's R&B, if it's quality music, you know. I don't listen to that trash, you know, whether it's rapping or R&B, it doesn't make no difference. I don't listen to it. You know, and I don't like every gospel song either that's made. Some things are not for me. It don't move me.
Right.
You know,
right.
but do you sing gospel too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done a few gospel projects. Actually, I did a gospel project about 5 years ago, and it's still out there. It's not being marketed the way it should be, but it's a pretty good project. Actually, it's with another Connecticut musician out of New Haven. His name is Willie Patella. They call him Chili Willie. He's a percussionist, writer.
Okay.
So he's down here in Arizona.
Okay.
Okay. And I did
okay.
a project. But hopefully it'll come out soon, you know, worldwide. So.
Right, right. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful because, yeah, there's something, you know, that is very different when you get into praise and worship and singing unto the Lord as opposed to singing, you know, a beautiful song. You know, to me, there is a true difference, something that strikes your heart and penetrates your soul differently. And I don't know, do you feel, you know, that there's a difference?
Well, there is it's a difference. I mean, but the music nowadays is you know, it's directed more towards young people, which maybe it should be.
Right.
You know, to try to save some souls or whatever, you know, in the young community, because there's not a lot of, you know, good upbringing, you know what I mean? They just go from little kids to grown-ups. You know, there's no structure. And through the music,
right.
hopefully they can, you know, gain some type of structure, you know. to live a better life.
And you have your daughter Stephanie saying she's done my show before. Your granddaughter's been on Channel 12 with us, and so you know music is in your genes and your family.
Yes, and we are working on it. We are working on a family project that with the
really?
Expo, but it would be a family project in the making. Yeah, so you can count on that. We've been talking about it.
Okay.
Now it's kind of time to get ready to try to do something with it. But I have a very very tough
family,
and they're the bomb. So
under
the direction of me, they pretty much in a no lose situation. It's going to be hard for my family what to do and how to do it. But other than that, everything's going to be great.
Okay. Yes, and I'm looking forward to hearing that. And we're running out of time. Do you think, you have a little strength in you just to give us like a line or two?
Oh, boy, I knew you were going to come with that. But anyway, let's do a little side show.
Step right up.
Okay.
Before the show begins, my friend, stand in line, get your tickets. I hope you will attend. It'll only cost you 50 cents to see. But life ain't meant to go like you and me. So let the side show begin. Hurry, hurry, stop right on in. Get a phone to pass you by. Guaranteed to make it quiet.
I'm really hurting right now.
That was good. Say you think.
Okay, well, thank you.
I hear it.
Well, yeah, I love your show, and I listen to your show when I'm not on it. So I wish you much success.
Thank you so much. And you get better, and and thank you again for coming on. And pass the information on, and people come to see his show on June 27th in Jamaica, Queens. And get the information. You can probably go to your Facebook page, right?
Exactly. All the time.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. There you have it. That was Don Nottingham from Blue Magic. So support him. I am going to take us out. Tune in on next month because I will be. It will be airing on Channel 12 with Gwen Edwards, Our Lives. I will be on the show. I will be giving the dates out on my Facebook page. You can call me up or email me, 42DITR@gmail.com, to get those dates and times once I receive them. Okay, thank you so much. Get your tickets. Star is Born, July 25th, Stratford Hotel. Tickets are $25. After June, they are $30. So please get your tickets as soon as possible. Call me up if you want a table, a row, call me up. If you have a child that want to audition, send them out. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hit us up next week. We'll be on, and we'll be talking about temptation. So if you have some ideas or you want to be on the show as a guest, call me as well. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Better face. Looking at you, I can tell you've had hard times in your life. Now it's time for me to make everything right. I wanna shower you with lovely things, help you smile again. I wanna get to know you, make it right so you can breathe again.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and I'm here to make it better.
Yeah.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and we gon' shine in love together.
I see the scars from a broken heart. Life's got you down.